Sync and Desist, a multimedia network. Please enjoy.
To another episode of Sync and Desist.
Welcome, welcome. This lighting, you're looking mighty fresh, and that your skin tone is just glowing.
It's melanin.
I had to see it. Which actually, that reminds me, when we filmed this project, this music video, one of the...
which is out on Friday.
Yes, correct. And yeah, you better watch that. We worked really hard on that project. But the actress, she made a really hilarious comment. I just about fell out. I just died. She's like, melanated, let's go. God, I love being black or something like that. And because, yeah, I guess I showed her a picture I took of her. There was sunlight was just hitting her skin just right. So she was like hyped up on that. So yeah, side note there. Yeah, you are glowing over there, Rob.
Because I'm pregnant.
Whoa now, what? When can we expect? No, that and also we got really sweaty because we just took some photos earlier too.
Yeah,
to make that
elaborate on that. Not yeah. Really sweaty.
That's not. Oh, I gotta watch my words. No, we just took some photos out in the blaring sun outside, and ooh,
the good old October in sun
in Georgia. Yeah, up north is probably really cold right now, but down here we're sweating our butts off. So
yeah,
shout out to Georgia.
I wasn't playing. I was about to actually take my socks off. my socks were soaked in sweat.
Yeah, so I don't know if I want to smell that from here.
My house.
Yeah, you're
my house and my rules.
Right. Nah, but
we were just talking about just maybe jumping the gun, but we were just talking about cultural appropriation, and Brett is sitting Indian style with a Braves hat on with the native on the side of the hat.
Oh my God. Hey, well, it is what it is.
With the anime sword on his tattoo.
Yeah, right. So I got the Asian thing, I got the Indian thing, got it's an Indian style, yeah.
With the N1 socks on.
Well, what's the N1? It's just socks from Walmart.
Basketball brand.
Oh, gotcha.
N1 street ball.
Okay. Totally not a white sport. Basketball.
There's one, back in my day, there was only one white player in N1.
Oh,
and he was nice.
Yeah. Wait, a nice person, or you're saying a nice player?
I mean, both.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, good. Good on him. Good on him. I'm glad he could at least somewhat keep up there.
You didn't know N1 was a street league? Yeah.
I know nothing about basketball, hence my baseball shirt up here. I know nothing about
that. Yeah, he was. Yeah, N1 was dope. My brother has an N1 basketball that was signed by like all the players, like Hot Sauce and Half Man, Half Amazing, and just all those players. And then we have VHS tapes with all their autographs on it, and shirts also of all of their autographs on it. They were at the Phillips Arena. This is probably close to 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we saw them live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
The more you know. And one is not just a brand they sell at Walmart.
Right. Yeah. That's all. And, you know, I wasn't.
Yeah. And I have an N1 basketball in my truck.
No, I played basketball. When we talked about this before.
Brad's been dodging me.
One season. How have I been dodging you? How have I been dodging you?
Ever since that episode, I discovered you were on. You played basketball.
I played basketball and baseball. Yes,
Brad's been dodging me. We haven't played since. When I bought a basketball.
A year of basketball, 2 years of baseball.
These photo shoots, no basketball. Brad hasn't gotten crossed up yet.
No, I was awful at playing basketball.
Well, you never said this.
Awful. No, I'm saying like all the games we played, I never made one goal. That's how bad I was.
For real?
Uncoordinated. For real.
Not a single one.
Uncoordinated.
Not even luck.
In practice, absolutely. But playing the game, nah.
Well, that's different. Like.
Oh, you, yeah.
I was like, oh, you're playing basketball. You never
score one. I've,
like in a game, like still,
yeah,
got a low average.
Well, my girlfriend, close to 20 years ago, she played me and, you know, my bandmate Luke and his brother. It's like, because we all, you know, grew up together. So, she like killed all of us at basketball. It's hilarious and embarrassing too. Of course, back then, you know, people don't really say this nowadays, but you got beat by a girl. I was kind of that's the mentality 20 years ago. Right?
Depending on where you are.
Yeah.
It might still fly.
Might still be relevant. Right. But basketball, I was not my, I tried it. Like I said, I tried it one season of that. I don't even know how I made the team too. You know,
it was like school. Like, not just playing, like, rec league. Like this is school.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is the Upward program, which, you know, is basically just the Christian league, so to speak. So, yeah. So, I made it on there, and I played for, like, one season. And, yeah, I was like, yeah, same for me.
And it sucks. What was your number?
What?
What was your number?
I don't even remember. Rob, I was 8 years old. I was 8 years old.
You know, I'm thinking like the high school team or middle school team.
No. Now, baseball, I mean, I took it way more seriously.
Rob, I was in the first grade.
No. Tennis, though, I took it very, very serious, though. I did tennis, yeah.
We used to play racquetball. That was the closest to tennis I played.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, ooh. Yeah, I can't recall ever playing that, but that looks difficult. But yeah, no, I'm not a sports guy, so I really, So maybe I'm appropriating that to you, actually. We play, you know, nothing of baseball. No, I like baseball, but I'm really just representing the Braves because the Atlanta teams, for a split second, had some hope. Can't say anything for the Falcons. And obviously the Braves lost now, you know, but they were kind of getting in there a little bit. And I was like, oh shit. So here we go. This might be the team. Cause you know, we hadn't won shit in at least 20 years. I think it was, late 90s when they started going downhill there. Yeah. It used to be, you know, I'm talking prime time. I'm talking Chipper. I'm talking Andrew. That was like Braves killing it, but nah. In like 20 years, they've been pretty bad. So this was like our little moment here. But
Atlanta shines in different ways.
Exactly. It's like, you know what people talking shit about? It's like, okay, well, you're talking about the sports, but let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the entertainment industry. Let's talk about all these other things that we got going.
Yeah,
like we're the new Hollywood, even though Hollywood's dying. But
fast. It's bleeding out.
Bleeding cash, baby.
Yeah.
But no, Atlanta has a lot more to offer than sports. It is a culture here to like to it's a religion. I mean, sports in general are religion, but there is a loyalty to Atlanta teams, like anywhere, like any major city. But we only put don't put too much faith and trust in it, though.
Like, Atlanta sucks so bad they took away our hockey team.
Yeah, our hockey,
y'all remember
I used to go to Thrashers.
I've gone to a few. Yeah, I've talked about it on the podcast. Me and my brother, we would play, look for the black person. And like we wouldn't like even watch the game.
Oh, so we look in the crowds. Now you know how it feels in other sports. I'm like, look for the white person.
Hey, we had our token white boy and won.
We suck at sports.
Yeah, he was like Eminem. He was the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, obviously you gotta be good. You gotta be good to be, you know, in sports in general, you know, to that level, right? But like these white guys just don't have a chance though in general. But actually that sort of segues into something that we wanted to talk about too, is sort of how, you know, how like certain cultures, you know, will develop things, invent things, you know, a scene, a certain industry, you know, something that may be lacking, or a field that's created that could be something creative, artistic. It could be business related, left brain or right brain kind of fields. But you notice how it doesn't really get popular until the white man takes it, essentially. So, cause I was telling you earlier too, like, you know, barbershops, you know, that was kind of a cultural thing too, for like the black communities, you know, is like, you got the whole treatment there. You know, you go to your barber for like an experience. For one, you like know them personally and you frequent it, you know, and it's like, I'm talking, they don't just deal with your hair. Like, they can shape up your beard and, you know, even down to, you know, skin treatment, massages, things like that, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, that's also, you know, white communities, more so when you're older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. That is true.
It's like a pride kind of thing. And yeah. Then, more of like the fellowship.
That is true, because like you notice how I feel like I'm starting to understand it more, like as you get older, like you start to appreciate those little things, because like when you're older, it's like I could see how there's less things to look forward to, and so you have to, and that sounds harsh. That sounds harsh as fuck, but I just mean, you know, it's like you start. Like
once you get to a certain age, it's like all you can look forward to is death. Oh, man.
Damn, that's dark. No, but like you get over these landmarks in life, right? And there's less of that. You know, because when you're young, you're like, dude, my 18th birthday, my 21st birthday. Like you get over those landmarks, and it's like drinking. You know, and
once you hit 30, he's like, dude, my 50th birthday is coming.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, slow down, stop, go away. But yeah, like just those things. It's like, oh, I better hit up, you know, the barber. I want to like get that treatment done, you know, make myself feel good. It's like, there's that self-care thing that pops up too. So I can see how like older folks, it's like when they, like my grandma, when she goes to the grocery store, it's a weekly thing for her, right? She goes on like a specific day, specific time, getting that routine. And it's like, you could look at it kind of in a sad way of like that's just something that she looks forward to. And it's like, there's not a whole lot else, you know, other it's home, it's your weekly outings, you know, at the same day, same time. But the cool thing about that was like back when my grandfather was still alive, like they would frequent the, pizza place down the road every Monday at like 1. And so because of that, the whole staff, all the people that worked there, like, knew him, and they just knew to expect him, you know? So it's like, oh, hey, Mr. Eddie, he always, you know, Monday at 1 o'clock, right? So there's a level of something that's kind of cool about that is that that sort of flourishes the community in some way. Like, that's how the concept of regulars comes into play too. Like, you know, at stores I work at and stuff, it's like we just typically know when someone comes in, usually it's the same day, same time. Whereas younger people, you know, everything's all, you know, spontaneous and sporadic and everything like that. It's like we just, when we need something, we go somewhere, you know. Whereas, you know, someone that's older, they like getting in that routine of that, like, yeah, this is like, I don't even really need a whole lot, but I like that water. I'm going to get more of that water that I, you know, it's just the little things. It's like that makes them feel like, you know, just that life, you know.
Everything you just described as what makes an old person, you know, comfortable. Sounds like me.
Well, do you do you like more routine than you do like spontaneity?
Yeah. Very much a creature of routine.
Yeah.
And I got, especially just being freelance, is like change that a little bit.
Ooh, yeah. Cause like now it's kind of like you just have to take gigs as they come and you got to work on other people's schedules and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. And it's still like, it's nonstop. Like, I haven't really taken a day off since before.
Yeah. But I mean, you're having fun doing it too. Cause like you're doing what you love. So it's
some
like,
of the time.
Yeah. I mean, like anything, you're going to have projects maybe you're not like a huge fan of too, like, or it's a lot.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, this feels like work. Oh, it is.
It is work.
Yeah.
It is work. I know, it's like your brain's trying to adjust to that. It's like, yes, it's work, but you're doing what you love. But then because it's work, also you take in projects that you may not be like huge on, you know, big on that. But yet money's money. And it's like you love what you're doing overall, but the specific things you're doing and specific people you might be working with, you may not be a huge fan of, you know. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to enjoy every single project the exact same way.
You know? Yeah. But, yeah, I'm definitely like, I've always been about routine. Like, I always, like, once it hits around 10 o'clock, like, I'm shutting down. Sometimes my body's like, hey, it's 10, off.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, but it's crazy seeing like my sleeping schedule even change.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Are you staying up later?
So I'm either out at 11 or I'm up until like 4 in the morning.
Oh my God.
And then I'm back up at 8 o'clock. Like, some days I've literally only had like 4 hours of sleep.
No.
It's like, because I've, ever since I was a kid, I've just always been used to waking up at like 7 o'clock, even on days off, like 7 o'clock, 7 o'clock. So that's not changed.
Yeah.
Even if I go to bed at 3 in the morning, 7 o'clock. Yeah, so I'm an old person, basically.
Yeah. No,
I don't like stuff to be too loud.
I think I'm becoming that way too. It's like, I think what it is that things have to be compartmentalized more. Meaning, I have to mentally prepare myself for what I'm about to do, and I can't have noise going all the time. I can't just have music blasting all the time. It's like I have to make the conscious effort to be like, I am going to listen to these songs now, and I'm going to turn it really loud, and then I got to turn it off. It's like, okay, that's my time. It's like I almost become more scheduled, even though I may not be as like structured as you. But like, even in my spontaneity, I guess, it's like I have to basically, like, my brain has to be like, this is what we're about to do. And then I do it. And then it's like, all right, that's my time with that. And now I'm going to do something else. So yeah, I just, some people could look at that and say that I don't have the endurance that I used to. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of true. I think there's a lot of patience issues with it as I get older. Cause I start to feel like frustrated if I'm, or burn out very easily. It's just like, your brain needs those rest stops in between. Like, I took for granted what breaks were back in the day. You know, back in the day, it's like you can play a video game for like 15 hours straight. Bro, no problem. I can do that
now.
Huh?
I can do that now.
Yeah.
It's just not as frequent.
Yeah, right. But it's like before, everything else was a nuisance around whatever I'm doing. You know, it's like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. I have to eat. I have to, you know, that was the chore. It's like, if I'm locked into what I'm doing,
I got to take my 9 o'clock piss.
Yeah. Like, wait, but like now it's like, no, okay. Like, you know, I'll do this for an hour. I'll watch this for, you know, okay, we got to pause it. I got to like, hang on. I got to clean up the kitchen. I got to, like, it's weird. It's like some of that is sort of a responsible thing where it's like, yeah, I can't neglect all these other things, you know, so I feel like my brain is able to shut off what I'm doing a little bit easier, go into something else, and then come back to it. Or, you know, it's like, which is good because I feel like a lot of that old way of thinking is kind of more of an addictive personality thing where I just don't know when to stop. And I don't think that was completely healthy. So... Yeah.
Like I have to remind myself like, hey, slow down.
Yeah.
Cause like, this Sunday I did, behind the scenes, did a photo shoot for behind the scenes of a music video of a band here in Atlanta.
Congrats.
And yeah, it was early morning until like mid afternoon. And I took 437 pictures. And
oh my gosh.
I told myself, because whenever I get home, I automatically dump the footage onto my external hard drive. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to take it a step further. And I'm going to import into Lightroom. And then I'm going to leave it alone. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, fuck, I'm done. I just edited 100 photos. And I'm like, man, I'm exhausted. I feel accomplished, but I'm exhausted.
See, when you go in, you go really hard. Yeah, I get that about you. Is that, I mean, there's good and bad to that. Like, it's not all bad that you're that way, because obviously that proves you love what you do. But yeah, you gotta slow down a little bit though.
And then it's like, okay, like what else do I have to do? You know, so it's like,
it's hard non-stop to shut your brain off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going in hyperdrive. And
then you're like, oh, I have all evening out at 10. Yeah. So it's,
Routine. Time is valuable though. Time is very valuable. And
time is money.
I took that for granted. You know, when you're younger, you take it for granted. You just think you have all the time in the world. So you essentially waste a lot of it. Maybe doing fun things, which isn't entirely a waste, but you know, it just time, your concept of time is not the same back then, you know, as it is now. It's like, I realize how I have to be like, okay, I have my work schedule. I have to request this day off. So I can have this time frame. I'm gonna have to put a feeler out for this freelance work that day. And it's tough because I feel like I have to, you have to put a feeler out for like, if you're going to get some work done, some freelance work done on an off day at work, there's a chance that that day won't get filled. And I'm essentially potentially losing money that way because I'm not at my day job. When I take, you know, I take that day off, it's kind of like putting some faith that someone will take up those time slots to pay me for like a photo gig, for example, or work on music or do a band shoot with you or something like that. And it's like, then if one person, if something comes up or like they're not able to do it, then it's like, all right, now I got a free day. It's like, and I'm not making money. So it's a hard balance. Like, I just realized how much, like, you know, even in like relationships and like dating and stuff, like the older you get, the more people are just like, all right, I need someone that ain't going to waste my time. You know, it's like either this is for the future or this is like, you know, I get that, you know, cause I used to kind of turn my nose up at that idea of like, you know, I date to marry. And you may not necessarily have to date to marry or anything like that, but I get what people are saying. It's like when you date, you want to make sure that this is going to be a mainstay in your life. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what you doing? You're wasting your time.
Yeah, that's me.
It's like, I'm not going to invest all my time, energy, effort, money, all that into someone that's just going to, you know, block you later or something, you know? Mm-hmm. That sounds specific, but yeah, it happens all the fucking time, you know? That you get involved with people and then it's like, this ain't working. It's like, shouldn't have jumped the gun, you know? Speaking of gun, you got a new Glock or something over there too, so. Got that thing, well, not on you, but you got it with you.
Yeah.
Sorry, with my ADD acting. I'm staring at like, it. What? I'm staring at it right now. And that thing, I was like, it looks sick. I'm next. Get me a gun, Rob.
All right.
Don't waste my time. Buy me a gun.
Well, I got other people I got to get a gun first. Oh. Yeah, we got the Civil War coming.
Oh, right. Yeah, almost happened earlier this year, but, you know, World War III, I mean.
Yeah, we'd all be dead by now. No.
Nah, but you just, time is valuable, you know, as you get older, you really see it. And it's like, I realize like when you sleep in too late, you got that guilty feeling of like, man, I should be doing something productive right now. And that's where you've kind of taught me a nice skill set of like, and you made a video on it too, of like taking pictures of yourself.
Hmm. I was like, which one?
Yeah.
The Black Lives Matter ones?
Taking pictures of yourself as a photographer is nice. Like, one, it's good promo because obviously you make content regardless of you having a client or not. Mm-hmm. And then two, it's like it just teaches you what to do as a photographer, like how you want to direct your model too. Because you know what it feels like to be the model and the photographer at the same time.
Yeah.
So, but you're occupying your free space with something. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't let anything go to waste.
Is creating and keeping momentum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, momentum is huge. Yeah, because you can easily like fall out of momentum. Like if you let too many days go by without being productive, it kind of creates a habitual laziness, so to speak. So I don't want that. Nah. Which is kind of why I was talking with you, kind of like getting a rough idea on plans of this coming year, like basically a rough idea on like how frequently we want to make content, videos, things like that. So, because like I don't want there to too many months to go by where it's like we're not creating, you know, I got to stay in that headspace. Mm. It's ultimately going to help everything, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Momentum is very key because there's so many people like you'll see like just trying to get back into the rhythm of things, but like you could have been there and like you could be further along, but like you just nonstop brushing off the dust and the rust. And yeah, I never want that. And like one, like I had stopped doing like self portraits for a while, like just to keep it like on that, like, cause I wasn't motivated. I wasn't inspired like by like my camera. So like, if you aren't motivated or inspired, like change that. Like, as soon as, I feel like I've been doing more self-portrait shoots since June, like when I got my new camera, because I've been more inspired and motivated too, because like, one, this is an easier camera to do self-portrait shoots with, but even like, yeah, but that's one change. But then one thing I was going to do a video on was like how I do self-portrait shoots, not like the technical side of it, but like how I go out, like where we shot today. It was just, I was out driving, like looking for locations. And that's what I do when I go out and do shoots, like just grab my camera, drive around, what looks like, what's a good, like location to find, to shoot at. And then like, oh, this one. So, like I just pulled out that spot, 'cause like I'd been out doing that, and like I was like, I'm gonna do some shoes up. I'm gonna do some over here, and then opportunity presented itself. Mm-hmm. So like, that's just one of those things. Like, even if I don't have anything to do a day, or if I have little to do, just to keep momentum, so I'm not feeling like I'm getting lazy, I just leave the house. Yeah. And I like just drive around, look for, like for locations. For like, oh, this would be good for a rap video shoot, or like this would be good for a photo shoot with a band, or whatever it is. So it's like still just making the most of your time, because time is a currency that you can't get back.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah, just to stay in the zone, you know? Mm-hmm. It is easy to fall out of it a little bit, you know? So it's important to just keep yourself motivated. Stay the course. Don't give up. Because, yeah, like my songwriting, just like there was a couple years there where it left the building. Like I didn't have no ideas, no nothing. Like picking up the guitar and trying to like write something didn't come naturally at all. I was like, I don't got nothing, you know. But then went through some shit, you know, with relationships and things like that. And it's just like suddenly that like passion just like reignited. And I feel like the last maybe 2 or 3 years or so, really since we met, I feel like I've been on this sort of songwriter, like some of the best stuff I've ever written since that band. And then onward, it was like, yeah. Yeah, it's some of the best stuff I've written. So, yeah. But you sometimes it's going to take something to help reignite. Like if you fall off the horse, you know, getting back on the horse can be difficult. But once you're on that horse, stay on it, you know, just grab that, you know, grab onto it, you know, don't fall off again. Mm-hmm. Easier said than done. But yes, that is something that I'm working on. Trying to get used to it. It's like either, you know, the resistance, right? You know, it's like everything feels like it's against you. You can either fight it, or you can just kind of like lean into it. It's like fall into that comfortability of it. It's like, oh shoot, like I'm gonna roll with the punches. I'm gonna like get in that momentum, as you say.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it's easy to, like when you're out of it, like you've fallen off the horse and you're like, it's easy to forget why you do what true. You do.
Very true.
It's like, well, I might as well just do something else. Because like, if your heart's not in it, then it's going to be hard to, you know. But yeah. Because like, I even, there have been times like, even when we had Kev on the podcast, and I was like pitching like an idea to him, like of a video, because I don't even think I had started doing my YouTube channel then.
No, you didn't.
But I told him like one of the ideas I had for a video is called I'm Not a Photographer. And it's just like how I'm not as passionate about photography as a lot of people are, because I don't want to take a picture of everything. Like, oh, look at this. Look at this sunset. Let me take this. Like, now I just want to, like, I'm kind of like set in my way of like photography. Granted, like, I'm very diverse and, you know, but I like to do what I like to do because that's what I'm passionate about doing. That's where I am a photographer because I like, I know what I like. So I don't want to really do anything outside of that. And like people like hire me for that. So it's like cool there, like with film, like I want an ad for my company. Like, bro, I just want to like tell stories, but yeah, I can do it. But like,
yeah,
I just, you know, but yeah. So like when your heart's not in something, it's hard for you to like really give yourself to that. And I mean, unless you're getting paid for it, you better put something into it. You know?
True.
Yeah.
Well, money's a good motivator.
Yeah.
To do something that you don't like to
and
do.
Then sometimes it's not.
Yeah, sometimes it's not enough. I'm like, yeah, man, I got it. I know it's a paycheck, but I got to do, got to feel a little more alive when I'm doing this, not like a chore.
Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, it hasn't even been a month late yet. Well, I guess.
No.
When this episode goes up, it'll be a month. Now, I turn my 2 weeks notice, but a month of being freelance full on. Like, I probably still would not work there. Had I not, I still probably wouldn't. Because once your when your heart's not in it, you need to let it go. You know, I was going to let something go. Look out to put in my 2 weeks notice.
Well, when you let go of the weight and you soar.
Yeah, you are sore once you work out. Yeah, momentum, Brad.
Yes.
You're not as sore when you're constantly doing it.
Mm-hmm. That is true. And actually, when you keep the momentum going, you hit that second wind, as they say.
Yeah.
You ever do that? It's like you're running, right? And it's like you're getting to, like, I don't know if I can do this, but then you just keep going and then your body's almost on autopilot.
I don't do much running.
Okay, well.
Unless it's chasing down my dog or I'm running away from the man.
Your body almost goes on autopilot, you know, and it's like you can keep going. It's like, and you're like, I don't even feel anything at this point. It's just, I'm just going. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So, second win.
That sounds like depression. I don't feel anything.
Numbing out.
Yeah. That was me.
And you came out the other side.
Yeah, runner's high.
Nice.
No, but Brad, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at BEP_music. You can find me on Twitter at Brad_Pallone. And you can also find my photography at Ghostproof Photography on all platforms. You Rob.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and the .com at RobertDXN. And you can find this podcast wherever you find podcasts. We are on all podcasting platforms. So please rate, review, subscribe, and share. And we'll catch you next week.
Later.